Irlanda Mason
Satan appears as a direct image in Irish Masonic lodges and Jerusalem Masonic lodges, and they learn things directly from him. They can get detailed information from him. You mean some people make contact? Of course, direct contact. Almighty Allah describes it in the Quran. There are two kinds of contact. One is where they go into a hypnotic trance and Satan enters their bodies and speaks through their mouths, in which case they lose consciousness entirely and foam at the mouth and that kind of thing. When they are in that trance state, they are totally insane, and that is one way they obtain information. They also obtain information from Satan directly, meaning that he appears to them in visible form. He tells them to do this or that, to shed blood here or there, and they listen in their hoods, humbly wait on hand and foot. They bring in the masters of the lodge with their ropes around their necks, make them walk like that on the floor. They have photos of that in their own lodges and talk them in their own journals.
Yalnız şeytanı bunlar alenen böyle vizyon olarak, net görüntü olarak görecek şekilde çağırıyorlar. Ben bunu anlatıyorum, insanlar tam anlamıyorlar. Yani ileride Deccal'in de özelliğidir bu.
They summon Satan in visible form as a clear image. I describe this, but people fail to fully understand. This is a feature of the Antichrist you will see in future. So during their summoning rituals, they call Satan up before them in the same way we are talking now face to face. Yes, as a visible image in front of them. For example, how am I seeing you now? He will appear as a very clear image, and that is how they see him. They obtain this during hypnotic sessions and during their dialogues. He keeps saying things through the mouth of whoever it is, and by way of hallucination, that is how Satan appears to them. But they genuinely summon Satan like that. It is true, because Satan starts speaking through the mouth of the person in a trance. He tells them to do this in the place, or that in that place he quotes to them, and they do what is necessary. People who study the Quran will have a better understanding of Satan. They can better see how Satan attaches himself to people like bark round a tree, and what characters such people have. This is what they say about what they learn from Satan. Satan's torch will light our way. Satan is very significant in Freemasonry, because Satan is very clever and well informed. That is why they have such an admiration for Satan. They oppose Allah, but have great respect for Satan. Individually, Masons are very inoffensive and benign people on their own. But when organized from top to bottom, a blind organization capable of anything then manifests itself. For example, they tell Masons you must support this party, and they do so, but they are easily convinced from above. That is one very bad method they use to convince them. They hypnotize someone and put him in contact with Satan. That person duly loses consciousness. Then they write down what he says as if it were a revelation, Allah is beyond that, and start to do whatever it tells them to. That is what Masons have been doing since very ancient times. One can even see it in Masonic books. Their leader is depicted as a goat-like odd figure on a throne. In their own books, they say openly that this figure is Satan. In other words, they say their leader is Satan. I at first thought they were joking, but they are not that kind of people. They are deadly serious. There are even pictures of them. Then as a result, they decide on rebellion, slaughter or killing.